Sri Ishopanishad, Invocation. Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idang, Purnat Purnam Udachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnam Eva Vashishyate. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. And because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. The complete whole, the supreme absolute truth, is the complete personality of Godhead. Realization of impersonal Brahman, or of Paramatma, the Supersoul, is incomplete realization of the absolute complete. The supreme personality of Godhead is Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Realization of impersonal Brahman is realization of His Sat feature, or His aspect of eternality. And Paramatma realization is realization of His Sat and Chit features, His aspects of eternity and knowledge. But realization of the personality of Godhead is realization of all the transcendental features, Sat, Chit, and Ananda. Ananda means bliss. When one realizes the Supreme Person, he or she realizes these aspects of the Absolute Truth in their completeness. The word Vigraha means form. Thus the complete whole is not formless. If the complete whole were formless, or if the complete whole were less than His creation in any other way, then He could not be complete. The complete whole must contain everything, both within and beyond our experience. Otherwise, He cannot be complete. The complete whole personality of Godhead has immense potencies, all of which are as complete as He is. Thus, the phenomenal world is also complete in itself. The 24 elements of which this material universe is a temporary manifestation are arranged to produce everything necessary for the maintenance and subsistence of this universe. No other unit in the universe need make an extraneous effort to try to maintain the universe. The universe functions on its own time scale, which is fixed by the energy of the complete whole. And when that schedule is completed, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete whole. All facilities are given to the small complete units, namely the living beings, in order to enable them to realize the complete whole. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. The human form of life is a complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being and is obtained after evolving through 8,400,000 species of life in the cycle of birth and death. If in this human life of full consciousness, the living entity does not realize his or her completeness in relation to the complete whole, one thus loses the chance to realize his or her completeness and is again put into the evolutionary cycle by the law of material nature. Because we do not know that there is a complete arrangement in nature for our maintenance, we make efforts to utilize the resources of nature in order to create a so-called complete life of sense enjoyment. And because the living entity cannot enjoy the life of the senses without being dovetailed with the complete whole, the misleading life of sense enjoyment is but illusion. The hand of a body is a complete unit only as long as it is attached to the complete body. When the hand is severed from the body, it may appear like a hand, but it actually has none of the potencies of a hand. Similarly, living beings are part and parcel of the complete whole. And if they are severed from the complete whole, the illusory representation of completeness cannot fully satisfy them. The completeness of human life can be realized only when one engages in the service of the complete whole. All services in this world, whether social, political, communal, international, or even interplanetary, will remain incomplete until they are dovetailed with the complete whole. When everything is dovetailed with the complete whole, the attached parts and parcels also become complete in themselves.